Catherine Montvoisin, née de Chaise, known as La Voisin, was a French fortune teller, commissioned poisoner, and professional provider of alleged sorcery. She was the head of a network of fortune tellers in Paris, providing poison, aphrodisiacs, abortion, purported magical services, and the arranging of black masses with clients among the aristocracy, and became the central figure in the famous Affaire de Poisson. Her purported organization of commissioned black magic and poison murder was suspected to have killed 1,000 people, but it is believed that upwards of 2,500 people might have been murdered. Little is known of Catherine de Chaise's early life. She learned fortune telling as a child and later married Antoine Montvoisin, who was an active as a jeweler and silk merchant with a shop at Pont-Marie in Paris. When her husband's trade business led to bankruptcy, La Voisin supported the family by practicing chiromancy and face reading. In addition to being a fortune teller, she was also active as a midwife, which developed into providing abortions. Her business as a fortune teller gradually developed into manufacturing and selling purported magical objects and potions, arranging black masses and selling aphrodisiacs and poison to profit from her clients' wishes upon their future. From the late 1660s, La Voisin became a wealthy and famous fortune teller with clients among the highest aristocracy of France. Among her clients were the Comtesse de Soissons, Duchesse de Bouillon, and the Comtesse de Grammont. She resided at Villeneuve-sur-Gravoise, where she received clients all day and entertained the Parisian upper-class society at parties with violin music in her garden at night. La Voisin regularly attended service at the church of the Jansenist Abbé de Saint-Amour, principal of the Paris University, and the godmother of her daughter was the noblewoman Madame de la Roche-Guyon. She supported a family of six, including her husband, her mother, and her children. She was known to have at least six lovers: the executioner André Guillaume, Monsieur Latour, Vicomte de Couseron, the Count Labatie, the alchemist Blessies, the architect Fouché, and the magician Adam Lesage. At one point, Adam Lesage tried to induce her to kill her husband, and while he was initially successful, she changed her mind and aborted the process. La Voisin was interested in science and alchemy and financed several private projects and enterprises, some of them concocted by con artists who tried to swindle her. She was known to suffer from alcoholism, who was apparently abused by Latour and engaged in several conflicts with her rival, the poisoner Marie Beauce. La Voisin apparently started to induce abortions, illegal at the time, for profit with her services as a midwife, and her clients eventually included wealthy members of the aristocracy. She had a network of abortion providers working for her, notably Catherine Lepère, who stated that she received her clients from La Voisin, who referred clients to her and took the majority of the profit as a fee. Marie Beauce claimed that fetuses who had been aborted in late pregnancy were burned in a furnace at the house of La Voisin and buried in the garden of her house. However, as Louis XIV gave order that the part of La Voisin enterprise which had to do with abortions should not be pursued further, this part of her business is the least investigated and unknown, and the claims of Marie Beauce therefore remain unconfirmed. La Voisin later said that as a fortune teller, she had merely used and developed what God had given her. She stated that she was taught the art of fortune telling at the age of 9, and that after her husband became ruined, she decided to profit by it. She developed her art by studying the modern methods of physiology and the art of reading the client's future by studying their face and hands. She spent a great deal of money in order to provide an atmosphere which would make her clients more inclined to believe her prophecies. For example, she had a special robe of crimson red velvet embroidered with eagles in gold made for a price of 1,500 livres to perform in. In 1665 or 1666, her divination was questioned by the congregation of the mission at the St. Vincent de Paul's order, and she was called in for questioning. But La Voisin defended herself successfully before the professors at Sorbonne University and was allowed to continue her business as a fortune teller. Her business as a fortune teller gradually developed into a business of professional alleged black magic. During her activity as a fortune teller, she noticed similarities among her clients' wishes about their future. Almost all wanted to have someone fall in love with them, that someone would die so that they might inherit, or that their spouses would die so that they might marry someone else. La Voisin decided to profit financially from her clients' wishes by offering services of purported magic to make their wishes come true. Initially, she told her clients that their wish would come true if it was also the will of God. Secondly, she started to recommend to her clients some actions that would make their dreams come true. These actions were initially to visit the church of some particular saint. Then she started to sell amulets, and gradually she recommended more and more alleged magical objects or rituals of various kinds. For those clients who wished for someone to fall in love with them, she manufactured love powders. The bones of toads, the teeth of moles, Spanish fly, iron filings, human blood and mummy, and the dust of human remains were among the alleged ingredients of the love powders concocted by La Voisin. Finally, her most radical and expensive recommended practices were the Black Mass, which she arranged for clients for profit, during which the client could pray to Satan for their wish to come true. During some of these masses, a woman performed as an altar, upon which a bowl was placed. A baby was held above the bowl and the blood from it was poured into the bowl. Whether the baby in question was actually killed on this occasion or whether the baby was already dead by natural causes, such as being stillborn, could vary. She had several associates working for her, arranging and participating in her professional magic services, notably Adam Lesage, who performed alleged magical tasks, and the priest Etienne Guiborg and Abbé Mariot, who officiated the Black Masses. La Voisin finally took the step from purported magical potions, amulets and rituals to selling aphrodisiacs to those who wished for someone to fall in love with them, and fatal poison was given to those who wished for someone to die. The art of poisoning became a regular science at the time, having been perfected in part by Giulia Tofana, a professional female poisoner in Italy, only a few decades before La Voisin. La Voisin provided a large variety of poisons for her clients and had a network of poison providers working for her, notably the apothecary Catherine Trianon. The most important client of La Voisin was Madame de Montespan, the official royal mistress to King Louis XIV of France. Their contact was often performed through the companion of Montespan. Montespan was alleged to have hired La Voisin in 1667 to arrange a black mass. This mass was celebrated in a house in the Rue de la Tannerie. Adam Lesage and Abbé Mariot officiated while Montespan prayed to win the love of the king. The same year, she became the official mistress of the king, and after this, she employed La Voisin whenever a problem occurred in her relationship with the king. The death of the king's sister-in-law, the Duchesse d'Orléans, became falsely attributed to poison, and the crimes of Madame de Brinvilliers and her accomplices were still fresh in the public mind. In parallel, a riot took place where the people accused witches of abducting children for black masses, and priests reported a growing number of people were confessing to poisoning in their confessions. In 1677, the fortune teller de la Grange was arrested for poisoning and claimed that she had information about crimes of high importance. The arrest of the successful fortune teller and poisoner Marie Beauce and Marie Vigoreau in January 1679 made the police aware that there existed a network of fortune tellers in Paris who dealt in the distribution of poison. On the 12th March 1679, La Voisin was arrested outside Notre-Dame-de-Bonne-Nouvelle after having heard mass, just before her meeting with Catherine Trianon. In April 1679, a commission appointed to inquire into the subject and to prosecute the offenders met for the first time. Its proceedings, included some suppressed in the official records, are preserved in the notes of one of the official court reporters, Gabrielle Nicolas de Lorraine. At the arrest of La Voisin, her maid Margot stated that the arrest would mean the end of a number of people for all levels of society. La Voisin was imprisoned at Vincennes, where she was subjected to questioning. On the 27th of December 1679, Louis XIV issued an order that the whole network should be exterminated by all methods, regardless of rank, sex or age. La Voisin was never subjected to torture. Although a formal order was issued permitting the use of torture, it was made clear that the order was not to be put into effect, and consequently it was never made use of. The reason is suggested to have been the fear that she might reveal the names of influential people if she was questioned under torture. Aware of her alcoholism, however, her interrogators reportedly did not limit her access to alcohol, but instead kept her in a state of drunkenness during her interrogations. Her confrontations with other accused, particularly those with Adam Lesage and Marie Beauce, was especially effective. Initially, she claimed to have referred all those clients wishing to buy poison to Marie Beauce. In March, however, she named Marguerite Leferrand and François de Dreux as clients, and on the 10th of October, she admitted having sold poison and magical services to several members of the royal court, but she also described the development of her career. On the 17th of February 1680, Lavoisin was put on trial and convicted of witchcraft and sentenced to execution by burning 2 days later. In the days following her verdict until her execution, she was formally interrogated under torture, and the official document stated that she was tortured enough to beg for mercy. However, while an official permit for torture was used, the police were given to understand that the permit was not to be used, and Gabrielle Nicolas de Reine stated that Lavoisin was in reality never subjected to torture. Madame de Savigny, who observed Lavoisin shortly before her execution, described her as being able to move so freely and so seemingly healthy that it did not seem possible for her to have been subjected to torture. These final interrogations did not reveal anything new. Lavoisin was publicly executed on the Place de Grève in Paris on the 22nd of February 1680. On her way to her execution, she reportedly pushed away the priest, and when fastened on the stake, she desperately pushed away the hay which was piled up around her. In July, her daughter Marguerite revealed her connection to Montespan, which was confirmed by the statements of the other accused. This caused the monarch to eventually close the investigation, seal the testimonies, and place the remaining accused outside of the public justice system by imprisoning them under a lettre de cachet.
If you like that, then listen to our main show every Wednesday on all good podcast providers. It's Alive Alive, the really, really fake true crime horror podcast. All the guts and gore, none of the guilt. See you on Wednesdays.